Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Phyllis Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Mercy Over Judgment. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Mrs. Moore.
Now, I'm going to tell you what the Lord told me just this morning on the way over here about some of this stuff when I get done with it. I'll just tell you now. So as we go through it, you'll see it. I was driving over here. And the Lord said, do you know what's in the next chapter after that in Corinthians about judging? And I said, no. He said, the parts of the body, that I've given different parts of the body to do different things. That the hand can't do what the foot does, and the ear can't do what the eye does, and the knee can't do what the ankle does. There's different parts of the body for different things. Every person can't do what the other person is supposed to be doing. And I thought, that's great. And he gave me an illustration. I'm going to give it to you. You want to hear it?
Yes.
Okay, look at your knee. Everybody can see their knee, right? When you're walking, can your knee see out in front of you? Kind of in a funny sense, your knee's out in front. It could see if it had eyes, it could see out in front of you, right? It could see what was coming. Say it had eyes, your knee's going forward, it could see kind of what's coming. But now your back, it can't see what's coming. So if something came to pass and your knee said to your back, why in the world didn't you stop that? Couldn't you see it coming? Your back would say, there's no way in the world I could see that coming. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because your knee's in the front. It has an opportunity to see different views than what your back does. Your back doesn't see the same view that your knee does. Do you understand that? Your eyes, they can see in front of you. The back of your leg, it can't see in front of you. It's got a different view. Is that right? So if you see somebody, say Mike here, and he's going along. Say he's needing healing. Maybe he grew up a total different denomination that never believed in healing. And maybe he's doing good to even be in this church that believes in healing. Right? And maybe Brother Gary here grew up in a church that believed in healing his whole life. And he can see the importance of healing. God's going to require something different of him than he's going to require of him. So who are we to know what he's requiring of him and what he's requiring of him?
We don't.
He may be requiring of him that he goes to the doctor and that he takes everything that the doctor gives him and that he does everything that the doctor says. And he may be requiring of him that he just stands on the word. Who are we to judge? We don't know his heart, and we don't know his heart. And we don't know where they came from. We don't know their backgrounds. And even if we did, we don't know how much word they have in them. Because they're different body parts. And God did not give each and every person that's in the body the exact same calling and the exact same anointing. Some people, whether they ever yield to it or not, have more of a minister's anointing. They can get in the Word, and they can read the Word, and they can dissect it and understand it and do all these things to it that they need to know. And God's going to require more of them. Then there's other people that are just your basic lay people. Yeah, they need to know about healing, and they need to know about these things, but God's going to require that maybe somebody help them and gird them up and encourage them and believe with them.
Yeah. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How do you know which ones those are? Because it could be that the person, just because they know a bunch of scriptures, doesn't mean that they are the one that's supposed to be the minister person. They may be the very person that needs the encouragement, because knowledge is not faith.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
How do we know? Who made us the judge? These are some of the things that the Lord has been showing me. We don't know a person's heart. I remember Brother Hagin telling the story, and some of you will remember it. Who are you to judge another man's servant? He did something, and the Lord asked him that question. Who gives you the right to judge another man's servant? Is that man working for you? Is that man hired by you? Does he have anything to do with you? And Brother Hagin said, no. He said, he's my servant. Then you let me judge him. Do you understand that? Now, again, I've got some more natural things down here. The next one I have down here, and no laughing. Tips in a restaurant. Waiters and waitresses. I've seen people just almost be hard down, rude, and judgmental. How dare they bring me the wrong thing? I told them 5 times. And every time I hear that, and I'm not saying it's anybody in here, but we can help other people. How do we know that that's not really the first job they've ever had, that they've been on the street on drugs, and that they are at a better place than they've ever been in their entire lives? They're holding down a job. They're doing something beneficial for themselves. They're working. They're not holding up a sign on a street corner. Who are we to judge them? We don't even know where they came from. Maybe they came out of a foster home their whole life and they're holding a job. We don't know anything about them. So who are we to judge them? I've never shared this before. This is another thing that the Lord told me. I'm always, 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 always looking for ways. The Word says, if you bless the poor, I will repay you. And it also says, if you bless the poor, you'll never lack. Right? So I'm always looking for ways to get money into people that I don't think has a lot of money. And I think it's very important in those situations that you never embarrass people. Because people that don't have a lot of money, it can be very embarrassing to them. But the Lord did it. He showed me a way to do that without embarrassing anyone. When someone does a service for you, say for instance, a waiter, a waitress, a person at a gas station, an attendant of any kind, just you understand what I'm talking about. And you can actually tip them. If you ever had to wait tables like I did, you know you will not wait tables if you have any money. Do you understand that? Because you have to put up with all the people. It's not about the waiting tables and being tired. It's about all the people that you have to put up with. Do you understand that? Do we have any waiters and waitresses in here? Is that the truth? You won't do it. I mean, and you can be tired, but it's more about the people. And you can pretty much bet that they are not wealthy people. So in order to bless them, I always usually match whatever my bill is. Always. And that's what Brother Jesse was talking about. And that blessed him. Because he is the same way. He's always looking for ways. I don't go to places to eat unless I can. Because that's how you get where you can. Do you understand that? Because if you do that for people, what's going to happen for you? People are going to be looking for ways to bless you. If I go into a store, if I go into someplace, I am constantly, if I get my nails done, if I go into a hair salon, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. And I'm not talking about me, and it's not for glory for me. I'm talking about ways that we can do it as a church. I don't get into the 15% or the 20%. If everybody's always looking for ways to do the least that they can on everything, that's what you're going to get all your life. The least that you can on everything. That's judging. Do you understand that? Maybe they don't deserve it. Maybe that's my next point. Maybe they really, really messed up. I went into the hair salon one time and the girl just really messed up. She fried my hair. I mean, she fried it. And I gave her a huge tip. There was a guy that came and worked on something at our house, and he messed it up big time. There's people that's worked on these air conditioners and stuff. They've messed them up. We have paid the bills and gave them extra. And you say, why in the world would you do that? Why would you want them to be able to go and work on somebody else's stuff? Because I am not that man's judge. And let me explain that to you. If that man is going to fail, I don't want him failing because of something I did.
Oh, yes. Amen.
We had a gentleman. This is an absolutely true story. Rob's sitting right there. He'll remember it. We had a gentleman that came and put some granite in someplace. He broke the piece of granite just right in two. Not only did we pay him for putting in the piece of granite, we paid for the piece of granite and another piece of granite and paid him for putting it in. Why would you do that? Number one, because God is a good God. And if we really believe this prosperity stuff that we preach, money is not the most important issue. It's that person right there that's got to go back to his boss and tell him, man, I messed up. And maybe he's got a boss that's not saved. And maybe he gets fired that day and he's got three kids at home and a wife and he can't afford to get fired that day. Do you understand that? I don't want to judge him because he's having a bad day and get him fired. This is what the Lord's been dealing with me about. Do you understand that? Have you ever judged anybody that way? So are we setting up our lives, our own selves, in the way that we want them set up?
And that concludes today's message by Phyllis Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Mercy Over Judgment, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.